As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here as we discuss, well, a big one. The idea of A.J. Brown being traded for a top five pick in this draft. Would you do it? I would. Hugh would. Kyle would not. Howard Eskin yesterday said he had heard the Eagles had had some conversations about a trade involving A.J.
Conversations. Yeah.
Well, it happens around draft time, but A.J. Brown's the name that keeps coming up here. Would you do it? I would. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot of layers to this. We'll keep taking your phone calls. Egg dishes, your favorite way to eat eggs, the most creative egg dish we hear today. Best one that gets us to want to try it on a try day. Wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft show next Thursday night, the Eagles draft party at Lincoln Financial Field. Doors open at 7 p.m. We'll be there doing a live show. All right, I want to get to Christopher Sanchez in a little bit here in this segment because he was awesome yesterday. And it really hit me where he now he's moving up a list in Philadelphia sports. We'll try to find the right spot for him on that list coming up. First, back to the phones on A.J. and the Birds. Joe and Mayfair. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. I thought you were a little bit of an idiot earlier, but more and more I think about it. And by the way, hello, Hugh. I haven't heard you much today, so I want to say hi to you, Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Joe. Go ahead.
We're living the dream. So I'll run this scenario by Kyle. And I know, Kyle, you don't want to get rid of AJ, and I don't either, but in the perfect world, if you could trade AJ to the Patriots for the 4, then you flip the 4 and get a ransom. If Abdul Carter's there and you can get a top 10 pick from the Bears or the Jets and add another 2 and another 2 in another year, because it does take you're going to get a lot for that 4.
Mm-hmm.
If I could trade A.J. Brown and get the 9 pick and their second round pick and then draft a Williams kid from Arizona and a receiver and get an additional 2 picks for A.J., and gain $25 million in the cap?
You play like 10-dimensional chess? Why? Like,
well, how he could pull this off?
Oh, my God. No,
that's
stop.
That's a lot of moving parts.
Keep it simple.
Joe, it is as you would say, it is brain wrestling, but I like
that's
the
brain
wrestling.
Brain wrestling.
Howie is good at trading the chip. If you have the 4, and a lot of people want to move up and get the 4, you can get a king's ransom.
I only got so much time on the clock.
And turn it into multiple picks?
No.
I'm open to doing that as long as I can get that Williams kid from Arizona.
Well, you know what's funny about this, as Kyle screams now? I'm thinking back to Howie, right? And this is how we ended up with Jalen Carter. They pushed that first-round pick back an extra year, and it became Jalen Carter. So, yes. I mean, Joe, and in your idea, we're getting future stuff. Plus, we're turning AJ into a top 10 pick and an early second-round pick, and we have our own 32 anyway. We're getting 3 top 40 players this year.
And if you could do that, and as long as you're getting the kid Williams from Arizona, who is 6'4", 215, who is unbelievable. If you can get a younger version of AJ, pay him less for the next 4 years, and gain a second and have your own late first, I'm willing to do that, but I'm not willing to do it just to get Abdul Carter. If you can turn AJ into three picks, a one and two twos, I'm willing to do that 100%. Because, again, AJ is a great, great player. But you're gonna have to pay Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, you're gonna have to pay Carter. I don't wanna have the Eagles have nothing around this team in the next 2 to 3 years. But if you can't replace AJ, you can't do it.
Yeah, you probably can't.
Because the reason you can't do that is because you're gonna double Devontae, who is the Slim Reaper, a big 6'1", 175, 185, and now you're singling the other side. And now you're just playing eight in the box, which is going to kill Jalen Hurts, kill your offensive line, and kill Saquon. If you can replace AJ with that top 10 pick in a younger version of AJ and get two other twos, I'm good with it. Other than that, the answer is no.
Right, I don't think you're living in fantasy
land. So when we throw this out, so I don't think you are either. So, Joe, when we throw this out, you could do whatever you want with the fourth pick, right? Like, we're giving it to Howie.
Correct.
Like, I want Carter or I want Hunter, but that's okay if you don't, right? You just give the pick to Howie and let him figure out. Maybe he trades back. Joe, I think it's interesting. All right, Joe, what do you got for us for an egg dish?
Well, it's the best way to eat. I've never tried it till last year. You got to make the homemade ravioli. You got to put the over easy egg in the ravioli, a little salt, pepper, a little olive oil. Homemade egg ravioli is unbelievable taste.
Wow, I never had that.
Wait,
that
a minute,
sounds
what now?
Homemade egg ravioli, the over easy egg.
Oh yeah, Gordon Ramsay. I learned how to make it with Gordon Ramsay. You open the egg in the middle of a ravioli and you boil them. The taste is unbelievable. You put a little olive oil spread on it with a little bit of salt and pepper. Oh my gosh, it is heaven.
I'm in, Joe. That sounds good. That's a good phone call by Joe. He's giving Howie. I mean. It is, whether it's brain wrestling or not, like if we trade AJ for a top five pick, Howie could do whatever he wants with that pick.
But okay, hold on. But then you're banking on all of these different outcomes to work out for you. Like AJ Brown for Abdul Carter, Abdul Carter becoming a great player is a much more realistic possibility than you replacing AJ Brown with next year's pick.
Yeah, I mean,
getting another great player and then getting another guy in the second round.
That's
like that's just way too much.
Sure, it's like splitting your hand in blackjack.
It's even dumber.
Well, you could think of it that way,
I do.
I know. Well, you could do that, right? We're giving again. I just find it interesting. Not you, Kyle, because you've been consistent on this. 3 days ago, everyone told me Howie Roseman has figured out the NFL draft. Now I'm giving him a huge asset to use in the NFL draft. It's like, nah, it's too risky. Well, if he's figured out the draft, then we should be all into this.
I don't think he has.
Well, I know.
I mean, like, the only way that, like, I could ever be talked into it. Like, if they ended up trading AJ Brown tomorrow, we're on draft day, and they got Abdul Carter, I'd be like, okay, I hate that they got rid of AJ Brown, but
you'll warm up to it.
I can warm up to the idea of Abdul Carter being on the defense.
What'd I tell you, Joe? Didn't I tell you that earlier?
The Carter twins.
I caught it, didn't I?
But we're all going to feel the effect of losing A.J. Brown in this offense next year.
So, okay, let's play off of that for a second. Hugh, you said something the first hour that we didn't really flesh out much. You know, we're anticipating, I think as a fan base, they're going to throw it more next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just in general. But you said something in the first hour that maybe the league is changing. And sometimes smart teams see trends.
Ahead of the curve.
Now, last year, the Eagles were ahead of it, right? They they signed Saquon, and they ran their way to a Super Bowl. I know Saquon's not going to be able to run like that every year, but maybe the Eagles want to run their offense running the football more. And in that case,
you don't need the top receiver.
You don't
like
need
that.
Two top receivers.
No,
that
you can win with the Slim Reaper. Because I look at it like this, man. I think a lot of times people are reactionary because they hear what's being said and not look at the pieces that are already there. You went out and got A.J. Dillon. Now he's been hurt. He had the neck thing. As Kyle, puts his head back, like, what are you talking about? You got two backs in the backfield that they're probably going to play off each other. Saquon Barkley's not going to have the season that he had last year. He's not going to rush for over 2,000 yards. He's still going to have a good season, but it might not be to the volume that it was last year. Mm. But he's still going to be a very serviceable back. Now, still don't know what's going to happen with Dallas Goedert. Still don't know what that is, so that's still in play.
Mm.
You know, as far as the tight end is concerned. So you and you could still get some pretty good receivers later in the later rounds. Puka Nacua was a late round draft.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm kind of looking at. You know, you could find some late round talent. and still be an effective offense.
Oh my goodness.
Your quarterback is the catalyst.
And stop.
I mean, he is the catalyst.
I'm sorry. No, he's not. They were the 29th ranked passing offense last year.
He's the catalyst, though, Kyle. And you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're going by what you saw last year.
No, you guys are.
No,
you're
I'm
saying
not.
They run the ball. They didn't throw as much to AJ.
They're
going to have to change that.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm asking the question if the Eagles want to win a different way now. I mean, you may say they have to do it this way.
Yes, they do.
But part of the reason we all think they're going to have to throw it more is why? Because the defense is going to be worse. If I add to the defense, perhaps the defense won't be as big of a drop as we anticipate.
You're adding a rookie to the defense.
I understand that. But right now, we're not adding anything to the defense.
I understand that. So I think they need to, and then you're going to lose on offense, too.
Yeah,
you're going to make both sides of your team worse.
Man, some rookies last year that balled out.
Don't care. I mean, honestly, if we lose AJ Brown and you're going to sit here and tell me we got AJ Dillon, that's Super Bowl syndrome to the max.
I didn't say that.
That is not the Super Bowl syndrome.
Yes, it is.
Will Shipley has burst. Okay?
Don't give me AJ Brown. AJ Dillon will be fine.
See, when I say stuff like that, you get triggered because you're not hearing what I'm actually saying.
Because it's a joke.
It's not a joke.
It is.
It's a tandem running trio. It's a tandem running trio.
Dude,
if you want duo trio,
right,
whatever you want to call it.
Put AJ Dillon on the side for a sec because we don't know what his neck.
Please do.
The concept is, what if the Eagles want to run the football now? Then we don't need, I've been saying this since the middle of the season. If we are a running team now, it makes no sense to have two receivers at this money.
But it makes more sense to have three running backs.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. They were a running team last season.
By accident.
But you know the history of teams or of running backs who get that many touches and what they do the very next season. Don't give me AJ Dillon. We have no idea what he's gonna be. You need as much firepower and offense as you're gonna get. And by the way, you brought it up. Dallas Goedert's probably gonna go too. You lose two weapons on offense.
I understand, but all right. Let me just ask you the question then. Forget all the names. If if the Eagles say to themselves, "We want to run our way to another Super Bowl," you may say it's dumb. Why are we paying two receivers?
I think the Eagles. But you said they ended up stumbling into the running back thing by accident.
But maybe they want this to be their identity.
They did it
now.
As a necessity. I don't think they do.
All right, then.
And even if they do, I think that's the wrong way to go about it.
Well, then maybe
they need to pivot. Like AJ Brown was talking about it himself. They're going to need to change their offense next year. He knows. Everyone with a brain knows they're going to have to change their offense next year.
Yeah, unless they don't. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
if they don't, they're not going to be as good.
Right, but bottom line is this. I've compared Jalen Hurts to Russell Wilson at times. The Seahawks were better when they ran the football at Russell, and he was a complimentary piece. They turned the football over to him, and they didn't win as much. Maybe the Eagles look at Jalen the same way. Like, we could win with this guy with defense and running the football. I don't know. I don't know what the Eagles are going to do. All I know is this. If I can get a top five pick for AJ, I'm in. 215-592-9494. Let's go to David in Wilmington, and then we got to touch on Christopher Sanchez and a list he belongs on now. What's up, David?
Man, you guys got Kyle hyped up today, don't you?
I think the Eagles did. We just lit the match here. We told him what was going on. What's up, David? What are you feeling?
He does know keeping A.J. Brown isn't going to make Jalen Hurts magically pass the ball better, right?
I'm not sure, actually. Go ahead. I'm not sure if he knows that. I mean, I understand your point, right? Jalen is Jalen whether A.J. is there or not. I mean, he's going to throw the ball well or he's not.
And it's going to cost more than just A.J. Brown for the fourth-round pick. It's going to probably Dallas Goedert in with him.
It might, and a lot of people have been saying, you know, like, that's not enough. I'm just saying, if you could get a top-five pick for him, would you do it?
Yeah, I would definitely do it.
Dynamite.
I'm with you. All right, what's your egg dish for Tri-Day?
Nothing beats an old-fashioned Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict. I was wondering today how many people would... Never had an Eggs Benedict?
Don't think so.
Look it up, Hugh. I don't think so. I think Hugh's not an egg guy. I mean, I think we realize
you're clearly
this.
Not. I
mean. Well, how do you like your eggs?
Scrambled.
That's it? Straight?
Yep. Boiled. That's it.
Boiled, ew.
Scrambled and boiled. No.
Anyone comes with boiled eggs, I'm not voting for it.
I mean, if I had to say how I usually eat eggs, it's usually just regular scrambled. I make it myself. But if I'm out somewhere where someone wants to make me an egg dish, I'll have them a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, by the way, the point about what you said... It's not going to make Jalen Hurts throw the ball better.
Mm.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is going to throw the ball better without A.J. Brown? What does he have a better chance? What gives Jalen Hurts the best chance of succeeding on offense next year?
Sure,
A.J. Brown, no A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Nonsensical.
Well, but they had A.J. Brown and Devontae last year, and they were the 29th ranked passing offense.
They'd probably be 32 without A.J. Brown.
Not that much of a difference.
And they might be a worse running team, by the way.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, A.J. Brown takes a
I agree with that.
You can't undersell the impact of A.J. Brown on the offense.
I think we need to start looking at Jalen different, too. And I think that's the thing that most people are afraid of, because Jalen's not your traditional quarterback in the sense of the high volume passer and that cat right there. So I don't think it's fair to look at him and say, well, he has to have this, that, or the third to win, because he's shown that he can win without that. I mean, seriously. And he did throw the ball all around the schoolyard in the Super Bowl.
Played great.
So I think that we have to be open to this offense looking different than it did in the past few seasons that he was here.
I agree with that. I mean, I wonder if the Eagles get to the point where they say our best path with Jalen, we can win with him, is defense, running the football, and Jalen's legs, instead of trying to throw the ball the way we did a few years ago, and it didn't really work out. I mean, I think that is on the table, and if they get a top five pick, I would do it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And, of course, a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at The Link, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, next Thursday, this coming Thursday, 6 days from now, April 24th at 7 p.m. Okay, so we'll keep taking your calls and all this, but we got to talk about Christopher Sanchez for a second here. He was awesome yesterday. How about that, Hewitt? He had the most strikeouts a lefty pitcher's had here since Cole Hamels. This guy's becoming a star in front of our eyes.
And it was right on time, man, because the one coming off of the mound appearance that Nola had the other day, and him coming out and giving you seven strong the way that he did, seven strong. I thought it was phenomenal. It was real. It was what this team needed. It was what this city needed at the right time, especially when you talk about all the vitriol that we had for him yesterday, the Phillies the other day. Yeah, it was right on time. It was good to see.
All right, let me throw this out, because I thought about this as I watched him. So last year, Hugh, the Phillies gave Sanchez an extension on his contract, right? He got a four-year, $22.5 million deal. It bought out some arbitration years, but that's his contract. 4 years, 22, and that's total, not per year. Christopher Sanchez makes 4 years, $22.5 million. He has options on his deal at the end for an extra $14 million and then an extra $15 million. So if they play this whole contract out, he would have a six-year, $51.5 million deal. The more I think about it, I think this has now become, if not the best, right up there as the best contract in the city right now. So, like, you have Bryce Harper, but that's a different kind of contract, right? That's a 13-year, $330 million deal.
You're talking about the time, the length and the money.
What he meant for the franchise. Yeah. That's probably, the most important contract in the city. Okay, put that there.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kyle Schwarber feels like a steal. They got him for 4 years, $79 million. That's a great contract. I would say on the Eagles, now before last year, maybe a few more of these look like steals. Now I think a lot of these deals are fair. Like Saquon's deal, they paid him more money, so he gets paid fairly. AJ gets paid fairly. I think Jordan Mailata's got an incredible contract. They get it was 3 years, $66 million for what he is at left tackle. But Hugh, Sanchez might be the best bang for the buck in the city. He makes, on average, $8 million a year. He looks like a Cy Young, or at least an all-star, if not a Cy Young contender.
He was focused, too, yesterday, man. He was doing his thing. And like I said, the biggest thing that jumped out to me, Joe, is the timing. You needed that. You needed – he calmed everything down yesterday. And it was just great to see. The people enjoyed it. The people were excited about it. So, yeah, it was great to see. It was perfect timing.
I just think it's funny because when we usually bring up contracts, we bring up the bad ones, like Tobias, right, back in his time here with the Sixers. When we bring up Trey Turner, we're not usually kind about the contract. Christopher, that's a win for Dombrowski. I mean, Sanchez, he's become for a while now, over a year, a top-of-the-rotation arm. He was awesome yesterday. And you're right about the timing because they had lost. So he's pitched after four NOLA losses because he follows NOLA.
Mm-hmm.
He's won all his games.
Yeah.
They need it.
You need that.
Yeah, I don't think the Phillies planned that, but it's worked out that he pitches after NOLA and he's had to clean up the mess afterwards. I don't know who would be fifth on this list, Hugh, because I was writing down the best contract. So I wrote Mailata, Harper, Schwarber, Sanchez.
I would say, who did you say? Mailata, Schwarber, Sanchez?
Mailata on the Eagles, Bryce, Schwarber, Christopher Sanchez. I'm just thinking like good contracts. So like the team's getting a real good deal.
I would say, and just because of what happened, transpired, Jalen, you know, for the money that you paid the quarterback and him to win the Super Bowl, 2 years after you paid him?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty decent.
So I would say during the season, most people would have pushed back on that. But you look now, I think he's...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Revisionist history.
Well, he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And
don't laugh at that, man.
Where does he rank now? Like 10th in average quarterback salary?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, and probably, 2 years from now, he'll rank 12th, 13th? I mean, they might redo his deal, but...
Yeah. Like, we're talking about the financial situation for the Eagles. I don't necessarily view Jalen as one of the guys that's like holding things up cap-wise.
Not now. Maybe 3 years from now, but not now.
So, I mean, in terms of a quarterback deal,
that's what
it looks really good.
Getting bang for the buck. Yeah, I mean, look, the Mailata deal was great. The Bryce one is obviously one that changed the Phillies. Schwarber was a steal considering what they paid him. Sanchez, and we could put Jalen in there. 215-592-9494. Brandon in Brookhaven is up. Hey, Brandon.
First thing I'd like to say, give a shout-out to my friends driving home from the Flyers game in Buffalo. They went on a tour trying to find the best Buffalo wing. So just want to give a shout-out to them first.
Did they find them?
Well, they reported back that Anchor Bay was probably the best.
Anchor Bar.
I've been there.
Okay.
Kyle, you're familiar with it.
They do have some good wings. Have you ever had them, Kyle, the Anchor Bar?
No, but I know that's the famous wing
spot. I've been there. It's a good spot.
Okay. Well, anyway... Now I'm going to rip you and Hugh.
Okay, go for it.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You want to trade A.J. Brown for a top pick, which I get that, but you don't know if these guys are going to be available at that spot. Then, not to mention, how did it work out for the Titans? I heard Hugh say that, we'll get another receiver in the second round. Well, the Titans traded for a first-round receiver, and it didn't even work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you trade him? He's going to be a dead cap hit. He's given great value now. He's probably arguably a top three receiver in the NFL. he is involved, and you said the running offense, he's involved in that because these guys have to worry about A.J. Brown on the RPO. It just makes no sense to me. I'm on Kyle's side.
I mean, and that's fine, but what about the financials about the situation? I mean, because that's like when
he is great value. Right now, he's great value.
When I'm talking about this, I'm talking about the monetary value as far as, you know, you're going to be in, like, the Eagles probably are in worse cap trouble than we know. And that's kind of how I was looking at it. And the locker room dynamic. And if there's an opportunity to go out and move up and get a guy like Abdul Carter, I don't see a problem with that. Especially when you talk about how much we've lost on the defense. Really don't.
Well, I mean, we're not in the locker room. I think it's overblown. But I can't argue that because I'm not in the locker room. And I have been in one.
I mean, no disrespect to you, but I have been in one. And I think that when you look at everything that has happened this year, you know, when you talk about Brandon Graham saying what he said, and the fact that this is even a conversation being had, you have to factor in that might be a situation where it's unattainable. They can't fix it.
Then I see them get a touchdown and they're doing a dance together. I mean, we don't know.
Well, none of us know, Brandon. I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying, dude. These are hypotheticals. It is all hypothetical. But now, Brandon, your point on value, look, he's a great player. I don't think this is not about how good he is. But you said value. I mean, they pay him a lot of money, and he does not, last year at least, he did not get a big amount of targets. I mean, he just didn't.
Well, do you see how much all these other receivers are down getting?
Right, but if I'm paying
value compared to them, he needs a top three receiver.
But we're saying he's top three, but they don't throw him the ball that much. Not that he's not good. The way the team worked last year, they didn't.
The next year, we change in the offense probably to throw the ball.
Maybe, or we could keep running it
in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's because the team shut down Saquon Barkley. I mean, I think the Eagles went in with the idea they'd run.
Look, now we have an offensive weapon to throw the ball
Absolutely.
To. That helps with A.J. Brown and the dynamic between a big, strong receiver who can power through you and jump up at the ball and an excellent route runner in Devontae Smith.
Let me ask you a question, Brandon, because I don't have any argument that A.J. is a big part of this team and he helps them win a lot of football games. A year or two from now, and you mentioned the point that they have cap issues down the line. That's why they've let a lot of these guys go on defense. If they have to pay Carter $40 million a year and Nolan $20 million a year and Quinyon $25 a year, I think you'd agree with me, Brandon. Someone on the offense is not going to be here. They're going to have to even it back out. So who's leaving?
Yeah.
Who's leaving?
I don't know, but Howie's going to figure that out.
Well, no, but I think what everyone's missing today is Howie could wait 2 years, and then whoever he decides to move on from, A.J., Devontae, Jalen, they'll get far less than if they do it now. You're not getting a top five pick 2 years from now from A.J. Brown. You might get a fourth round pick.
Brandon, can I ask you a question real quick? I'm sorry to cut you off, bro, but can I ask you a question real quick?
Go right ahead. I mean,
what? I just wanted to ask, what do you think that we feel the genius of Howie Roseman is?
Managing the cap.
Exactly.
And his ability to get ahead of things like this, correct?
Listen, I know you're trying to set me
no,
up.
No, I'm not. Here, like, Brandon, I'm not trying to set you on. I'm trying to have a conversation. And all I'm saying is this. Now, I'm not saying that this is real. But just say if it was, don't you trust Howie enough to know that this might be a way for him to get in front of it? Because he, like, to your point, he sees things that we don't.
Well, also, too, like the 10-dimensional chess caller I heard, Howie's going to be maybe not just restructure Hurts contract, restructure all these contracts.
That's the one. Now, if you wanted to say, like, that was where I was going. If you wanted to save some money, that's the contract that you probably could restructure, add some more years, and, you know, kick the can down the road. But when I heard this morning, that was one of the first things I thought about. I'm with you. I don't want to trade AJ. I really don't. But
sounds like you do.
But no, when you listen to what's being said and everything that has happened, it doesn't sound as crazy to me as it does to everybody else.
All right, Brandon, what's your egg dish? What do you got? Favorite eggs?
Mine's very simple, and I'm going to try to please Hugh here with the bacon part. But a hard-boiled baked egg sandwich on sourdough bread with bacon. Nice crispy bacon.
Wait a minute, what did you say again?
Hard-boiled egg sandwich on sourdough bread with bacon. Excuse me.
Bacon.
Sourdough?
I'm a sourdough guy, Brandon.
I hate hard-boiled eggs, man.
Yeah, I don't have them often, but I'm in. I sourdough bread, though. I'm in on that.
I don't know if I like sourdough bread.
I'm a big sourdough
guy. I like brioche.
Brioche is good.
Brioche hits hard.
Sweet, yeah.
Yeah,
butter.
Yeah,
it's good.
With the with some bacon and a brioche and the egg.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
I didn't change this man's sandwich. That didn't even what he said.
You totally made your own. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls. I'm willing to trade A.J. Brown for a top five pick in the draft, maybe for Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. If they're there on the board, that'd be my stipulation. If they're there on the board, I would trade A.J. for those. You can win draft party tickets for your favorite way to eat eggs. Scott Franske at noon. Your call's next. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Offense wasn't good enough. What are some things you think they need, that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
AJ, I know everybody wants to get in a rhythm. And Devontae was acknowledging that. You know, receivers, just like running backs, want to get in rhythm. How hard is it as a receiver to get into a rhythm when you guys are only throwing the ball like 20 times?
Incredibly tough.
The voice, you know who, AJ Brown, Eagles wide receiver, talking about the passing offense last December. That was I was just thinking about how wild of a week that was around here. BG said what he said on the Brandon Graham show, and then they went from there. He wasn't wrong. I mean, I didn't disagree with AJ what he said about the passing offense. It got better. Jalen was great in the Super Bowl, and now we discuss the future of it all. 215-592-9494. Would you trade AJ Brown for a top five pick in this draft? I would. So if you just hopped in, it's like, what are they talking about? Well, a couple things. Matthew Berry at the Combine in February said he heard the Patriots had called the Eagles about the number four, you know, about AJ Brown. They have the fourth pick. And then yesterday, if you missed it, Howard Eskin, our old friend who we love, said tweeted this yesterday. He was tweeting in reference to a story about a different trade idea someone wrote up, but he wrote, this is from Howard, quote, "However, I have heard A.J. Brown's name in some trade talks with Eagles possibly moving into top 10. So that's the backdrop today. I would trade AJ for a top five pick. So would Hugh. All right, let's listen to Howie here, because the Eagles have the 32nd pick, but the way Howie framed it, it didn't seem like this draft is one where it's abundant in great, great players throughout the first round, and they don't seem to have that many of them on their board. Here's Howie.
The way we go into looking in the draft is we always take worst-case scenario and work back from that. And we got to be really comfortable with whatever is our worst-case scenario, which will always entail getting a good player. There's never 32 first-round grades on our board. We don't have 32 first-round grades in this draft. So obviously, it depends on how things go. You go through a lot of hypotheticals. You try to put yourself in any possible position so that you're ready to execute. Just even looking at last year, you know, the guys that we thought were most realistic being available at 22, we feel like we got fortunate to get one of the guys that we didn't have in a lot of the scenarios. So, luck plays a part in it. Obviously, everyone's looking at things differently. Everyone has a different vision for what they're looking for their team. Everyone has a different vision for the particular players that they're looking at. And you just hope that, kind of makes sense for your football team.
Hugh, it's interesting the way he framed that, because he's saying last year that someone fell to them they didn't expect. That doesn't happen every year. And that's why the conversation today, I don't know how many players the Eagles think are first-rounders in this class, but I'm sure they have at least five, right? If they get up to the top five, they're going to get one of the players they consider the best in this whole class.
And I think that when you listen to some of the stuff that's being said and you listen to some of the hypotheticals that we like to throw out, I think you have to be a little bit more open-minded than a lot of people are, Kyle. Because listen to what Howie's saying. There's not 32 people that are picked that they have 30 first round grades on.
Right.
So that says to me that they're probably looking to be a little bit more aggressive. And a lot of times when you're being aggressive, you have to look at your team and say, okay, in order for me to ultimately get what I want that I think is going to make my team better, I might have to give up something that I might not want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we'll work from worst case scenario. We'll start there. What is the worst case scenario?
Losing AJ Brown.
Okay.
It's not.
well, to his point, yeah. That's where I was kind of going.
Yeah, I know.
That might be the worst case scenario. You lose AJ. Okay, but what are you gaining? You're making your defense, like hypothetically, making your defense better.
Yeah.
You're banking on your quarterback evolving. Because when you look at I know that's the sticking point for you.
Well, it hurts to evolve without one of the best receivers in the league. I'm sorry.
As good as Patrick Mahomes was, a lot of people felt that when Tyreek Hill left, that there was going to be a little bit of a fall off.
And statistically, there has been.
But they were still successful.
Because they've created a better overall roster.
Okay, hold on. If they had that roster and not Patrick Mahomes, we're not talking about them as the Chiefs.
But that's a big part of it, guys.
But there's been two versions of the Chiefs with Mahomes. One with Tyreek and one without. They've won more without Tyreek.
With the best quarterback in the league.
Right, but
you want about statistically the best. He is still the best quarterback in the league when it comes to crunch time.
But here's the thing. They've won differently. He hasn't dominated the league the way he did with Tyreek Hill.
But we all know the reality of it. If they don't have Patrick Mahomes, they're not doing the winning at all.
But here's the thing, and this is where, for me, this is the question that you have to ask yourself as an Eagles fan. Seriously, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you trust Jalen has evolved as a quarterback?
It's a huge part of this.
Yes, because that's what, like, Kyle, you haven't said it, but I hear it in your voice. You don't trust Jalen.
I don't trust him without AJ Brown.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, is that a crime?
That's not.
I mean, like, not, act like that's a bad
a
thing.
Crime? Sound like Chardonnay over there.
Is it a crime?
Well, no, it's not a crime.
Okay, but I think that's very reasonable to think that your quarterback might not take a step forward without his best receiver.
It is, but, okay, just for a second, if they're considering this trade, if they're considering it.
Which we don't know if they are.
Okay, we don't, hypothetically. But if they are, then to me that says that they think that he can survive without him.
May I point something out? And I know I can already hear the responses. Well, he takes pressure off and he takes attention. Yeah. Okay, can I just give you facts? In the biggest wins the Eagles have had with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, the biggest victories, A.J. hadn't done much in these games.
But I think that's the opposite of what the point you're trying to make is, because the impact goes beyond his numbers.
No, let's frame it this way. My mind might be changed if I picture big wins, AJ making huge plays. That hasn't happened.
You don't need to do that. All you need to look at, no, you don't. All you need to do is look at the games when they don't have AJ Brown and what they look like.
There's not many of those. It's a small sample.
But it's pretty drastic. Sure. The drop off.
Sure, it is.
The two games they lost with Jalen Hurts healthy. Who wasn't on the field?
Right, but I also make the case that neither was Cooper DeJean. I mean, like, neither was Lane Johnson in Tampa Bay, right?
Okay, well, you know what? I'm glad that you brought up Cooper DeJean, because I want to use some of your guys' own arguments against you. You keep saying we could find an A.J. Brown in the second round.
No, I never said that.
Okay, yeah. Hugh did. You can find a replacement in the later round.
I threw that out there.
You threw out Joe.
Yep.
Jared Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the best defensive, not even the top defensive end taken in the draft last year.
Who was?
It was Latu. Right, he was first. Was the third defensive end taken in the draft.
You meant who was selected? Yeah. He was the best.
The idea here is that there's talent all over the draft, right?
Sure.
We could find a contributor who may not be as good as Abdul Carter, but can make your defense better. Maybe not next year. I don't know if Abdul Carter will either. But you can still build the roster with a lot of draft picks and keep your best receiver.
Yeah, you can. I mean, and again,
okay, I'm just.
But you, is it a crime?
But we're thinking long term on this. You're thinking short term.
We're playing checkers, man.
Yeah,
AJ Brown is still here for 3 years. That's long term enough. Like we're in a window right now. Mm. Why are we resetting?
They already are.
Not on offense.
Not yet, but
they might double down on the offense.
They could.
They might need to.
Would you trade AJ Brown for Travis Hunter straight up?
Absolutely not.
I would.
Seriously?
I think you're out of your mind.
I'm just asking.
I would.
Okay.
Well, I mean, obviously Travis Hunter's going to be the second or third pick in the draft, so that's the value.
But there's a lot of, I mean, we can get into Travis Hunter thing. There's a ton of risk with Travis Hunter.
Sure.
I'm not sure he's great at one particular thing.
No,
he's probably a better corner than a receiver.
Yeah, I hear you. I was just curious.
By the way, we're talking about A.J. Brown's knee. Way higher of an injury risk with Travis Hunter. He's going to play every snap.
Also,
or both sides of the ball.
There's more, a huge upside. I mean, you had the GM yesterday. One of the GMs in the league said he could be Shohei Ohtani.
That's bold.
That's insane.
Well, maybe it's not. I mean, people thought this about Ohtani. I mean, no one thought this was going to happen.
Ohtani hasn't even been able to pitch.
Right, but he's obviously been the best player.
But that's kind of my point. Like, you have the Ohtani, but you only have Ohtani the hitter.
I know. But
are you going to get just Travis Hunter the corner for a while?
There's all ifs in this. We're also assuming A.J. Brown is just going to stay at the level he has been. Did you see him run in the playoffs? Are we sure that he's going to continue to be a great football player for the next 3 years?
I am. I'm more sure that A.J. Brown is going to be a good football player for the next 2 years than a draft pick that the Eagles take is going to be great and an immediate contributor.
And he also is more
expensive. We're all making assumptions here.
We are.
You're a little afraid.
I know.
Afraid.
Of course I am.
Don't be afraid.
I'm allowed to be afraid.
Well, you can, embrace it. Embrace it.
If I told you were going to take away your best offensive player to every fan of any NFL team, the appropriate reaction is to be afraid of what it might look like.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's their best offensive player. Saquon is.
He was last year.
So, that's fine.
They went to a Super Bowl without Saquon as soon as they got AJ Brown, guys.
I just think we're the idea of AJ is clouding what he just was. In three of their four playoff games, on the best Eagles team we've ever had, 10 yards, 14 yards, 43 yards.
He didn't do much.
Again, you're just talking about his numbers. Like, A.J. Brown helps.
You're using an idea. Go back to what he was in the playoffs. He couldn't run, man. He was not.
What was Saquon in the Super Bowl then? If we want to go throw a stat, like 2 yards a carry.
Stop. They loaded the box because Saquon was the best player in the NFL last year.
And then they beat him in the air because they had A.J. Brown.
No, not because they had A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith was the one making the big play.
AJ Brown had a touchdown too. Who do you think helps Devontae Smith?
You're forgetting.
Why was Devontae Smith single covered?
You're forgetting. Stop.
No, I'm not.
You're forgetting. No.
Why is Devontae single covered?
You're giving me the idea of what AJ has been in most of his Eagles career, which is great. He couldn't run the playoffs. You think the Packers were double teaming AJ? He couldn't move.
Why was Devontae single covered?
Saquon, come on, Kyle.
Stand up, Joe. Stand up.
Let's go back to the phones.
I'm standing up.
Let's go back to the phones. There's no way you're misremembering the playoffs. You're giving me the idea of AJ's value.
You're minimizing the impact of AJ.
He couldn't run in the playoffs, man.
And yet they still needed
nobody
the direct attention to him.
I haven't had a Friday like this in a long time.
Are you crazy?
Usually I'm the one getting beat up on a Friday.
You're telling me the Packers and Rams were double covering AJ when
AJ dropped a short touchdown against the Rams. He did have impact,
I know,
by the way.
But they won with him on the field without him doing much.
They scraped by both teams, guys.
They had a great defense and a running game.
Right, which we think will probably take a step back next season.
I'm just saying, if you get a top five pick.
You'll get Abdul Carter.
But what is being minimized here is, what if AJ isn't the same player moving forward? What if?
What if Abdul Carter's a bust?
Okay.
All right, if we're operating under the ifs and assumptions here, I have one that's way more well-known.
Everyone's already assumed that.
You're just minimizing everything.
But mine is a more known commodity. That's a fact.
Okay. Aaron is up next. What's up, Aaron?
He just moved.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's going on, man?
You know, this is this is a lot of fun, guys. I mean, this is great.
It's fun for me because usually I'm the one getting beat up on a Friday.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, you think it's fun.
I'm just sitting back just enjoying the show.
Why do I got to beat everyone up every day?
I just sit back and enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, before you hang up with me, I know I don't qualify for it, but I want to give an egg.
We get your egg. Maybe I'll get a recipe idea for myself out of this. Go ahead, Aaron.
So last night I was watching a Bleacher Report on YouTube, did a mock draft, and they did it. They had like 32 different contributors that acted as GMs, and they did trades and all.
Oh, I like those. Yeah. So what did they come up with?
Well, the Eagles representative was 94 WIP's very own Broads.
Oh, Broads was on there? Broads didn't tell us about that.
He was. But it was fascinating because – It's interesting to hear a different perspective. So this conversation today is great, but I don't think it's realistic. And it's not so much the Eagles end of it. It's the Browns and the Giants.
In terms of that they wouldn't want to do this, or they're going to take the players we want? Like, what do you mean by their element in this?
There's two blue chip players in this draft
that
day one starters, going to make a difference, superstar potential, right?
Hunter and Carter, yeah.
Right. So look at the Browns, look at the Giants. You got two coaches that are on their last leg. You got two general managers that are on their last leg. They can't afford to take a chance on a quarterback at this point in the draft. So they got to get those players that have the potential of being superstars on day one so they can improve their records and stick around a little bit longer. But then also you got the 34th pick and the 35th pick. With the depth of this draft in terms of the second and third tier players, there's a lot of value there where, you know, if, you know, Sanders or Milroe or Dart, you know, fall, they can jump back into that first round, get that fifth year.
And Aaron, I think you're right on this. And so that's why I said when we started, I would do this if Hunter or Carter are available. Now, if the Giants and Browns have any brains, and history says they may not, but if they have any brains whatsoever, they're probably going to take these kids 2 and 3, and it changes everything.
Yeah, I mean, if he's available at number 4, I'm doing it. I like the, you know, the superstar potential of Carter. Hunter, I just don't think he mixes with the culture with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
He's already spouting off, and it's me, so I don't know that he's the right fit.
He might not be. Yeah, and that's, I think that's a fair point on him. All right, Aaron, what is your egg dish? Go-to egg dish.
So I married a Filipino woman, and she found the key to my heart was through my stomach. And one of the reasons I married her is Filipino, there's this bread. It's called pandesal, and it's kind of like a slightly sweet bun. And then you got langouisa sausage, which is everything that's good about garlic and grease. That's what this sausage is all about. And then you take an egg over easy and you put it on that sandwich, and it's just a little slice of heaven.
I just looked up that bread, soft and buttery. That sounds good. What is it? Pandesal? Pandesal bread? Is that what it's called?
Pandesal. Yeah.
Pandesal.
Yeah. You gotta get it at a Filipino bakery though.
Sounds good, Aaron. We appreciate it. Now we're starting to get a little creative
almost
with these
like
egg dishes.
Donut.
It does
like
a little bit.
Like with the little crust on the top?
Yeah, like if you see it, if I look at it from one angle of the photo that I pulled up here, it does have a little donut-ish look to it.
Yeah, a little donut thing.
Yep. All right, let's argue with Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's going on? Hold on. Let me make sure that I got this right because I don't want Kyle mad at me.
Well, he's mad at us today, so
it's too late. Yeah, I'm just mad. I mean,
you guys already got Kyle at a fever pitch. He's about maybe one conversation from a meltdown.
Yep, we might get there. Yep.
Okay, but listen, why do you want to throw out the baby with the bathwater?
What does that mean?
Talking about AJ. Talking about throwing AJ out.
Well, I'm not throwing him out. I'm receiving an incredible value for him.
See, this is the thing. It's a player for a player.
Yeah, right. And a cheaper player.
Great player for a maybe.
It's a great player for the number one, like the best pass rusher in the draft.
Yeah.
Maybe.
As much. Okay.
Likely.
Yeah.
Likely the best pass rusher.
Hmm? Likely. Possibly. Versus giving away one of the best receivers in the NFL. Draft being potential best, NFL meaning he is the best.
For now, and we don't even use him that much. I mean,
let's keep the main thing the main thing. I'm not talking about 3 years down the future. I'm talking about right now in terms of the Eagles getting another championship ring this year. Mm. He's the best receiver in the business. I mean, even though he did start, you know, having a toddler moment, crying because he didn't get, you know, all the, you know, ball time or his hands on the ball as much because we went to,
balls,
yeah,
heard it.
Yeah, get through a fit over that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that drop to you.
That's what we do.
But you know, as Dr. Douglas said, even though he believes defense is a luxury, it's not that much of a luxury where you would give away one of your best offensive players.
Well, you wouldn't. I would. That's the difference.
Well, Howie wouldn't either. I mean,
well, I don't know. Bigby, I don't know that.
You know that.
No, I don't.
He was crying last year. They could have got rid of him then, but they deemed him necessary to keep him. In fact, they could have got rid of him for a good edge rusher.
Well, how do you know?
Because he's still on the team.
No, but how do you know they could have gotten a player you're talking about last year for him? What are you talking about? How do you know that?
We're talking about A.J. Brown.
No, I know,
what team right now wouldn't trade for A.J. Brown? Especially because he's complaining about not getting touches with the Eagles.
But it depends on what that team has. If a team has two expensive receivers, they're not trading for A.J. Brown today.
So we're talking about maybe 8% of the team that would of the NFL that wouldn't trade for A.J. Brown.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. If the Patriots offer the fourth pick for A.J. Brown, you would not do it. That's your premise?
That is my premise.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you crazy.
And then you look at how he operates. How he doesn't buy that many, you know, diamonds. And, you know, from the store or mercenaries to play positions, he pretty much picks them good, trusts his scouting team, pick them in the draft.
But that's how he got A.J. Brown to begin with.
Okay, so why can't we do it with a defensive guy rather than trading A.J. Brown?
Well, that's fine. Big V, this isn't about just waking up today wanting to trade A.J. Brown. Do you not see the reality of their situation? They got money issues coming here.
They need money.
And we could turn a great offensive player into a cheap, potentially great defensive player. I mean, that's possible.
Well, I mean, it's also possible that I can, you know, change my son who plays into a great basketball player. It's a possible, but is it probable?
Don't sound like he's that tall.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all, actually.
What you're saying is something in potential. And then you have to look at now getting another offensive weapon that can complement the Eagles' offense.
Do you think Howie's a great drafter?
I think Howie has a level of success that most of the general managers in the NFL are trying to copy. So, yeah, I think he is great.
Well, then he probably could get a great player at 32 and at 4 and add young players.
Right, and he wouldn't have to trade A.J. Brown.
No, they don't have the fourth pick without J.J. All right, give me your egg dish here. Why don't you get a mix for these tickets?
Okay, ham and cheese quiche.
Ham and cheese quiche.
I do like quiche.
That's like a breakfast pizza, right?
No.
Oh, quiche, you can, no.
It's not.
No.
Isn't that breakfast pizza?
Mm-mm.
It's more like an egg pie.
Yes.
Egg pie.
Yeah.
The way that sounds does not sound good.
No, it's good. Quiches are good, yeah. I don't think you're really an egg guy.
No, I mean, I like eggs. I like the way y'all talking about them, though.
Well, but we're trying to expand our horizons. Yeah. It's a tri-day, right. And that's the idea.
Can I just point out for the whole idea that they didn't really use A.J. Brown that much? I understand the passing offense wasn't very good.
Yeah.
He played 13 games and still had 1,000 yards and was second team all pro.
Well, he's awesome.
Right. Okay. I'm just, I just think we're a little bit minimizing what AJ Brown was.
That's the road I'm going down. That's.
Well, no, he took advantage of his opportunities.
He's removing himself from the...
No, that, I mean, I want to trade him, but that's more Joe's lane than mine.
Most games, how many targets did he get? 5, 6?
No, he didn't get a whole lot of targets. But
yeah, that's my point. I think he's not good at it.
Yeah, I think he's a phenomenal player, and I think that he was a factor in his offense. I'm not trying to diminish that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
if we get a chance, like... I'm looking at it from a defensive perspective.
Wow. We have growth here on the show.
I'm just saying.
We have come a long
way.
Welcome back, Abdul Carter.
Are you going to let me make my point?
Go ahead. Sorry.
You get Abdul Carter and you have Jalen Carter with this coaching staff and everything and this secondary. I think that's a recipe. There won't be that much of a fall off. See, I think this is the thing. I think that a lot of people, when you hear this in this potential trade, you're afraid that there's going to be a fall off. There's a chance for that. I'm not going to lie. There's a chance for that.
There's a really good chance.
It's a really good chance for that. But I think that by getting the defensive player, it adds more balance. It adds a little bit more balance.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, balance in a bad way.
Not necessarily. We'll do more of this. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up on all this. Tri-Day, and we'll do a little Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky will join us. Talk to Phillies to get ready for a series against Miami on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.